Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 12th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Germany moves AI law forward, shadow AI creates risk, Uber Eats adds cart assistant, T-Mobile tests live translation. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. The German cabinet on Wednesday advanced a bill to implement the EU AI Act and designated the Bundesnetzagentur as the national AI supervisor. The KI Market Surveillance and Innovation Promotion Act, or KI-MIG, lays out national oversight for development, deployment, and operation of AI systems. Companies must assess system risk and take measures. The higher the risk, the stricter the transparency and safety requirements. The EU ban on social behavior scoring stands, and emotion recognition at work or in schools is not allowed. Face recognition in public is generally banned with narrow law enforcement exceptions. The Bundesnetzagentur will coordinate other agencies, a move that drew data protection objections and industry calls for reform of the AI Act. More than 80% of the largest companies already use AI helpers for programming, yet most lack clear rules, Microsoft says in its CyberPulse report. Shadow AI describes employees using AI tools or autonomous agents without IT approval, creating blind spots in security. Only 47% of companies have specific controls for generative AI, and 29% of workers already use unapproved AI agents. Rapid deployment can sidestep compliance. Agents with excessive access become new attack vectors. Microsoft cites recent use of a memory poisoning technique to manipulate AI assistants. Recommended steps include limiting each agent's data access, keeping a central registry, and isolating unauthorized agents.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickard.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E.
Uber Eats has launched Cart Assistant, a beta chatbot in the app that fills grocery carts from lists or photos. Find a store, tap the purple Cart Assistant icon, then enter a list or upload an image, including handwritten notes or recipe screenshots, and it adds the items to your basket. You can swap brands or add more products, and the assistant uses past orders to prioritize familiar choices like your usual milk. The move follows similar steps by Instacart and DoorDash and builds on last year's ChatGPT integrations. Uber is also expanding AI tools for merchants, from menu descriptions to enhanced food photos. T-Mobile is testing live translation, an AI feature that translates live phone calls into more than 50 languages. Beta registration opens today, and the trial rolls out this spring. Because it runs at the network level, users do not need special apps or devices. A T-Mobile caller must initiate the service, and calls must use a voice over LTE connection, which T-Mobile says lets live translation run reliably across 4G LTE and 5G, including VoNR and VoWiFi. Beta users can enable it for free by dialing 87 and later by saying, "Hey T-Mobile." The feature works only during active calls, and T-Mobile says it will not store recordings or transcripts.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.